Welcome to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast. I'm Sky Edmonds, portrait photographer of 19 years, photographer educator of 15 years, and intuitive business and life coach. I help heart-centered photographers expand their income and impact through nervous system regulation, energetics, somatic connection, and business strategy so that they can become the bold, visible face of their brand. Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast. I am so glad you're here. So raise your hand if you feel personally victimized by the recent time change. Normally my hand is like sky high right there with you, but not this year. This year it's actually worked in my favor. So no complaining for me. Since moving from the West Coast to Eastern time zone, my husband and I both really have been struggling with getting up at a decent hour. And I guess decent hour is very, very subjective. Of course, we are both entrepreneurs. Our children are grown, you know, so we don't have little ones. I was getting up at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and that just wasn't working. And of course, I'm healing from adrenal fatigue, so I need as much sleep as possible, but it just set the day just. It was really struggling. I was really struggling. So with the new time change, now we've been getting up at 7:30. We've been at the gym. Now we go to the YMCA. We're there by 8:30. We get our workout in. We get in the sauna. We take our ice bath, and then ready for the day, get to work, have some lunch. It's been nice having a routine again. You know, I try to have some spontaneity in my life, but the older I get, my nervous system is also like, you know, you're trying all these new things. That's great. I support you-ish, but I need something I can hold on to as a nervous system to count on. So give me some routine. So it's nice incorporating back meditating, breath work, my ice baths. Well, right now they're actually very, very cold showers. And cold showers, I don't know what it is around here, but at my mom's house and at the Y, it gets cold, like slushy, almost cold. It is so cold. So I do feel like I'm in an ice bath. So let's get into today's episode. I wanted to pop on here real quick and talk about soulmate clients, because it's a phrase that I use in my courses and my workshops, and you probably have heard here and there out there in the world. So let's discuss. I personally would sum up a soulmate client as a person that has an understanding and appreciation for you and for your brand or for your business. They understand the magic of your business and what sets it apart from other similar businesses. They are often loyal and trust you as the leader of your business. They're my heart clients. It isn't necessarily about things like rich or can afford my services, but rather they value my services regardless of their income status. And going a step further, they value me as a service provider. Here's the kicker. So many of us bemoan over our desire to find these soulmate clients who trust us, who get us, who value us. But when you're not living out your business or your personal life as truly you, why would they? Otherwise, you're attracting clients who may be loyal to your mask or some kind of facade that you've created. We're not the only ones who lose out when we hide our true selves. Those who could connect with us or our work are also losing out. We humans do this a lot. And I know I have, and I still do in many ways as I heal from avoidant attachment. We hide parts of ourselves, usually the parts we think of as the most valuable, the most precious, and then complain or get disappointed when people don't see through our vaulted armor to see us. We raise our fists in the air and we say, who will brave this moat, climb this tower, and defeat this dragon in order to see the real me? But dear heart, no one is coming for you. Everyone else is too consumed with their own moats, their own towers, and their own dragons. But those rare few who take the courageous step and lead with vulnerability and show their true selves first will be rewarded with people who want to know them and who will see them. The thing we want the most, to be known and to be seen, is also the thing we fear the most, to be known and to be seen. So why is it important to know who your soulmate clients are? Well, you have to know who you're talking to in your marketing and your messaging. Otherwise, you will be hit or miss on your marketing campaigns and possibly bring in no leads, clients, or the ones you did not intend to bring in. You're not going to find me trying to convince people to buy my photography or my coaching services. First, that sounds exhausting. Convincing is exhausting. Owning that I'm not for everyone, well, then nor are my services. And I'm okay with that. You don't have to be for everyone either. Who wants to be liked by everyone? It sounds nice on paper, but in reality, to be liked by everyone means that you have to water yourself down to be palatable for everyone. And sometimes you just gotta let them choke. This is who I am. This is how I come. This is what I offer. Now hear me on this. Soulmate clients usually aren't a large number of people. For example, in my e-newsletter of like 6,000 plus people, I'd venture to say about 100 or 200 max are in the running for soulmate client status. Of course, at this time, I'm always bringing in new leads. Streamline your messaging, which your messaging is what you are saying to people in your marketing. Not only what you're saying, but how you're saying it, the tone, and even your energy as you say it. You want to use your messaging to market to people who get you rather than stepping into that really icky, convincing energy and trying to convince people to get you. Okay, so I love Taylor Swift. If you don't love Taylor Swift and I somehow talk you into coming with me to a Taylor Swift concert, I'm going to have to spend the whole concert being like, oh, are you okay? Are you enjoying yourself? What did you think of that last song? If you are convincing people to come in to your business, you're going to have to convince them the whole time. Did you like your images? Are you ready to buy? Can you afford it? I would much rather go to the concert with a fellow Swiftie, our arms loaded with friendship bracelets that we can trade with each other and other people. Of course, I'm a reputation girl, so I have that shirt on. Lots of sparkles and glitter. And we're going to scream and laugh, and no one has to convince anyone. We can just enjoy ourselves. We can relax. We can be. Isn't it nice just being in your business? It's nice being with people who get you in your personal life as well. I've been there accepting clients who I knew weren't a good match. I've been there accepting clients that were red flag city. Not only did I not end up serving them well, it was a nightmare for me the whole time. The entire time I was on the edge of my seat, like, is now the time they're going to email me about that again? I'm just too old for that shit. I'm celebrating 20 years in business in April. I'm in my 40s. My peace is priceless. My peace is priceless. So attracting soulmate clients, it begins with you. Share content that feels exciting and alive to you. If you feel excited or even afraid of sharing a piece of content, that's a good sign that the content is full of life and will be attractive and engaging for potential soulmate clients. You will not find me on this podcast microphone delivering a message to you that I don't want to deliver, that I am not fully aligned with, that I'm not excited about. Nope. No time for that. And in turn, I attract people who want to hear from me. People who are repelled by me, unsubscribe or don't subscribe at all. No hard feelings. When you learn that like 99% of what people think about you, say about you, feel about you is just projections of their own stuff, their own experiences, you really, really stop taking things so personally. And I love the quote, what people think of you is none of your business. I just said that to my mother last night. Having a business with a clear mission or vision is the place to start. Knowing where you end and begin as a business. Where are you headed? Where do you want to go with your business? What impact would you like to make? Throwing spaghetti on the wall doesn't create a lifetime legacy income that you could leave for your children. It's time to get intentional about your business. What about your USP, your unique selling position? What makes you unique from other photographers in your local community? Aside from you, and that is the most important part of your business. So yes, I think I am the unique selling position. For example, for me as a business coach for photographers, my unique selling position, well, one of them, I do feel like I have a couple, is my knowledge and training on the nervous system. I'm able to adapt a lot of the things that I teach, a lot of the processes of marketing that are nervous system friendly, as well as teach how to step out of things like overwhelm and burnout, etc. And I'm able to give my clients and students amazing results because of it. And there's not too many people in this industry offering this at this time. Like if you want to know how to do reels, but it'd be friendly on your nervous system, I'm your girl. I could teach you that. If you want to learn how to use scarcity in your marketing that's still nervous system friendly, I can teach you that. And if you're like, why would scarcity matter for the nervous system? Well, let me tell you a little quick blurb. If you use scarcity in your marketing the wrong way, you will speak to those who are in a dysregulated state. And if people come into your services in a dysregulated state, say fight or flight, or even freeze, they're going to remain that way the entire time in your services. So if I have a photographer who says all the clients that they're attracting are all frazzled, they have no time to book appointments, they have no time for ordering sessions, they just keep looking at their watch, they're always so busy. Let's look at your marketing. Let's look at your messaging. What's going on there? And let's look at your own nervous system. Are you marketing when you're in a dysregulated state? Because guess what? Nervous systems speak to other nervous systems. People can even read your energy through written text. So yeah, that's a whole nother thing. And I teach on that if you'd like to know. So I have a few questions to ask as we wrap up, but let me also say that I believe it'll be ready for the next podcast next week. I will have an amazing announcement. If you want to know more about client attraction, getting in clients, getting in soulmate clients, some of you are like, girl, I'll just take any clients. Well, we don't want just that, but I understand, you know, I understand where you're going with that. You'll want to stay tuned for the next episode or pop down into the show notes and sign up for my newsletter. That way you'll be first to be notified about the amazingness. Okay, so let's bring this home with a few questions. So how are you currently holding back or hiding from potential soulmate clients? How can you focus on meeting your soulmate client's desires? What are those desires? And if you're kind of stumped on that, I know for me personally, when I start to think of soulmate clients, I seem to attract a lot of people who have dealt with some of the things that I have in life. And so I like to go back to a past self and remember how I felt, what I desired, what I would have loved. so many times in my photography career, I went back to that moment when my son was three. So about 6 months before I decided to become a professional photographer. And I took him to JCPenney's to have his photos taken. And it was just so rushed. The session was rushed. He was crying. And I have this picture. And every time I see it, even today, I have an emotional reaction. Actually, as I speak about this, I feel my body emotionally reacting to this image that's probably, what, he just turned 23, so 20 years old. This photo is 20 years old, and I'm still reacting to it because I remember that feeling. I remember that feeling, seeing his final image, and he was so distraught that his jeans, like, he had the button crotch because he was still in diapers. And so they were kind of busted open so you could see his diaper. He was smiling, but his face was red and he had tears. And I remember how it felt as a single mom in college to save all her money for these pictures and to feel so devalued that I was just a number. And they could care less about my kid. And to see his tears, I'll never forget it. So when I think of my soulmate client's desires, I tap back into how that felt to experience that from a photographer. And I wish no ill will. They were probably just getting their minimum wage. You know, they may have had a bad day. I give them grace. So again, I knew I was never going to be that. I was never going to offer that in my business. So I wanted to take that feeling. And when I marketed, when I spoke to her, my soulmate client, when I spoke to her, I wanted her to know that she could trust me with that moment. And I would structure my business to ensure I was never in a rush like that. I would hear her needs. I would hear her desires, still with boundaries, right? She would never get an image from me with her kid, with a freshly crying face, tear stained, pants all askew in a mess, and she would never look and think, what did I just buy? So do you have a story like that? Do you have something like that that you can tap into? Not just remember it. We don't want to just go in our minds. That does nothing. Get into your body. What does that feel like? What did that feel like? Try to feel that feeling. And as you're creating the messaging for your business, as you're thinking of your soulmate client, tap back into that feeling. And if you think energy doesn't matter, and if you think energy and emotion is frivolous and it doesn't matter, go onto YouTube and Google Greatest Showman Tryout Video and watch the actress who played the bearded lady. Forgive me, she is a goddess, but right now my mind has slipped her name. She is amazing. Watch that video. Watch her be scared and trembling behind the podium as she begins her song and her voice is cracking. I show this at all my workshops. And watch as her energy changes, as she taps into the feeling, as she finds her strength, as she literally finds her voice, comes out from the podium, it freaking blows us all away. Okay, so a few more questions. So what is holding your soulmate client back in regard to booking photography services? Now, I don't mean necessarily yours, but in general, do they have any fears? Have they been disappointed before? How can you help them with this fear? How can you put them at ease in your marketing or your messaging? And lastly, does your current branding attract what you would consider a soulmate client? And branding is something that I go into more detail in my NOLA workshop coming in February. And I'm always going to call it NOLA because I don't know the correct way to say New Orleans. I'm like from the Midwest. So I'm like New Orleans. So I'm just going to call it NOLA because I don't want no disrespect. But yeah, I love covering branding as well. And we're going to talk about that in some future episodes. Now that we've covered what a soulmate client is, you'll be ready for the next episode coming next week. Thank you for being here. And thank you so much for all the great reviews. It helps me be seen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I so appreciate it. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Magnetic Photographer Podcast.